نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى says إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين Indeed, Allah and His angels send salat upon the Nabi. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ Indeed, Allah and His angels send salat upon the Nabi. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا Send salat upon him and salam. We have been instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send salat and salam upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to perform salat. But He does not say, I and the angels perform salat. O believers, you also perform salat. He has commanded us to give zakah. But He does not say, I and the angels give zakah. O you who believe, you also give zakah. This is the only ibadah, this is the only devotion where Allah says that I and the angels also do this. O you who believe, do this. There is no need for another virtue for salat and salam other than this. Salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is so virtuous that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I and my angels send salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who believe, you also send salat and salam upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One thing to note here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He does not say, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ Out of respect, a son will not mention the name of his father. He will say, my father. Even more better is my respected father. A pious son will say, my respected father, my beloved father. He will not say, my father, my respected father, my beloved father. and he will never see my dad. He will never see my dad. He will say, my father, even better, my respected father, even better, my beloved father. He will not mention the name of his father. A student will not mention the name of his teacher. He will say, my teacher, my ustad. He will only mention the name of his father or of his teacher if the need arises. If he has more than one teacher, and if he needs to say something, he will say, my respected teacher so and so said this to me. Otherwise, if the people who are listening to him understand who he is talking about, he will only say, my teacher. Even the young children understand this. When they come home from madrasa, they don't say Salim or Ismail or Ahmed. They say, my Moli Sahab. My Moli Sahab said this. My Ustad said this. My teacher said this. We live in an era where adab is void from our lives. So it's very difficult to understand these things. That is why we have to elaborate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. And Allah says, Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. And Allah says, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. And Allah says, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمِ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤِيَا. When he speaks to his Anbiya, he says, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمِ يَا مُوسَى يَا دَاوُدْ يَا آدَمْ. But whenever he needs to call his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil. He does not say, Ya Muhammad. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil. Ya ayyuhal muddathir. Ya ayyuhal nabi. Ya ayyuhal rasul. And he has mentioned the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the glorious Quran a couple of times out of necessity. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Without the name, the message would not have been clear. The messenger is the messenger of Allah. The Nabi is the Nabi of Allah. Out of necessity, Allah says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So here also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala Muhammad. Indeed, Allah and His angels send salat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, upon the Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. In order to encourage us, in order to show us the importance of this amal, of this ibadah, Allah first mentions that Allah and His angels send salat upon the Nabi. O you who believe, you also do the same. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. The ulama have stated that as a result of this verse from the glorious Quran, it is fard upon the believers to send salat and salam at least once in a lifetime. And as a result of certain ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ulama have stated that whenever the Nabi of our, whenever the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned in a gathering, any gathering, then when the name of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned in a gathering, it is wajib, it is incumbent, near fard, to send salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam once. Once is wajib. And thereafter, in that same gathering, if the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned over and over again, then upon hearing his name, to say sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mustahab, it is praiseworthy. It is praiseworthy. But the love that a believer should have for his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam should compel him to carry out this mustahab act also. You will not find a single book of hadith or a single commentary on a book of hadith where the author did not write sallallahu alayhi wasallam whenever the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned in the hadith. Sometimes in one hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's name is mentioned once, sometimes twice, sometimes thrice, sometimes four times, sometimes five times, six times, seven times, eight times, depending on the hadith. And when the author is writing something, he is always in a hurry. And the more sallallahu alayhi wasallam you write, the more thick the book will become. Because on every page, you will be writing at least 2-3 lines of sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But you will not find a single book of hadith, single book of tafsir, single commentary on a book of hadith, single book on seerah, where the author mentions the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam but does not write sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And those ulama, those mashayikh, those muhaddiseen who have lot of love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you will not find a single person who will not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he is lecturing, when he is teaching hadith, when he is lecturing from the minbar. Over and over again he will say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not in short, S-A-W or Saad, Lam, Ain and Meem. No, full sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With love, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhaddis Abu Muawiyah rahimahullahu ta'ala, very great muhaddis. He says that whenever I mention a hadith in front of Harun Rashid, the great Caliph Harun Rashid, whenever I mention a hadith in front of Caliph Harun Rashid, I always heard him say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sayyidi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sayyidi. May Allah send salat and salam upon him who is my master, who is my sayyid. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sayyidi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sayyidi. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullahu ta'ala had so much love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would recite salat and salam in abundance, but he would hire a person, he would pay a person to travel all the way from Syria to Medina Munawwara only to go to the Rosa of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and convey salam on his behalf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this intense love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and intense love for himself. May Allah grant us ishqe ilahi and ishqe nabuvi. Love for Allah and love for his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would pay a person to go all the way from Syria to Medina Munawwara, pay for all his cost, all his expenses, just so that he can go at the Rawza of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and convey salam. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that when a person comes to my Rawza and when he says As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, I myself hear his salam. I directly, without any mediator in between, I hear salat and salam myself. And when a person sends salat and salam upon me from far away, not from Rawda, in Madina Munawwara, but far from his home, from Makkah Mukarrama, from Leicester, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel who brings that salat and salam to me, and he says that so and so, the son of so and so, has sent this gift for you, salat and salam. If we strive, my friends, our coming here at the Islamic Dawah Academy for the last 10 days of Ramadan is not solely for itikaf. That is our prime objectives, itikaf. But that prime objective could have been acquired in our local masjid also. 10 days itikaf was possible in our local masjid. Why come all the way to the Islamic Dawah Academy? Coming to the Islamic Dawah Academy was for this reason, that we will go to the Islamic Dawah Academy and we will acquire the zeal, the boost, and we will understand the path that leads us to Ishqe Ilahi and Ishqe Nabuvi. We have not come here only to accumulate reward for the ibadat that we are doing and for the itikaf that we are doing. That we could have done in our own local masjid also. We have no direction. We have come here for direction. And we are listening to various ulama again and again. And they are showing us this direction. The goal from today will be love of Allah and love of his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once that is intensified, then everything will become easy. Abu Muawiyah, Muhaddis, rahimahullah ta'ala, says that one day I sat with Harun Rashid, we had food. And after food, I was washing my hands. Muhaddis Abu Muawiyah was blind. He said, I was washing my hands. And as per norm, so many attendants, they would pour the water and the guests would wash their hands. He said, I was washing my hands and Harun Rashid said to me that, Abu Muawiyah, do you know who is pouring the water? So he said, one of your attendants. He said, no, it is Khalifa Harun Rashid. I am doing this. Why? Because you are a muhaddis out of respect for hadith. Out of respect for hadith. The love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was intense inside. So anything connected to Nabi will become beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Harun Rashid came to Madina Munawwara. He wrote a small note to Imam Malik, or he sent a messenger to Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala, that I have come to Madina Munawwara, Khalif of his time. I have come to Madina Munawwara And it is my desire that you allocate time for me, because I want to learn Muwatta Imam Malik from you. I want ijazah of Muwatta Imam Malik. I will read, you will read, whatever the situation, but I want ijazah. So I want you to allocate time for me. So please let me know when you will come to the palace, and I will be ready for you. So Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi sent his reply with the messenger, and Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi said, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, O the Amir of the Faithful, Al-ilmu la yati. Al-ilmu la yati yuta ilayhi. Ilm does not go to anyone. Everyone has to come to ilm. So if you want ijazah of Muwatta, if you want to read Muwatta, then you will have to come here. I cannot come there. Al-ilmu la yati yuta ilayhi. And this is the Sharia principle. Ilm does not go anywhere. You have to go to ilm. Our brothers in Dawah and Tabligh, they move around throughout the country, throughout the world, not with ilm, with Dawah. Dawah means inviting. So they go throughout the world inviting people towards ilm. They say to people that if you want to make your hereafter better, you have to practice deen. And that automatically means in order to practice deen, you have to go to ulama and learn from them. It's not practical for an alim to go door to door and teach someone Bukhari Sharif, to teach someone book of fiqh, book of aqaid. No, 1400 years have passed. An alim will sit in one place and people will flock to him from all over the world. Yes, ulama will go from town to town, ulama will go from country to country for dawah purposes, not talim purposes. There is a difference between dawah and tabligh and talim o ta'allum. Talim o ta'allum will take place in one place only. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu spent years in one place. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu spent years in one place. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu spent years in one place. Muallim does not go here and there. Da'i goes here and there. So Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi said, Al-ilmu la yati, ilm does not go anywhere. You have to go to ilm. Amirul Mu'minin. And Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi is a subject of his kingdom. But Harun Rashid had love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the one who has love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will automatically have love for those people who have the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he immediately left his palace and came to Masjid Nabawi. Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala was not in the masjid. Harun Rashid asked people, what time does his dars take place? So he was informed, so he came before Imam Malik. And he sat leaning against a wall. Like we do in Dini gatherings today. And I will repeat what I said this afternoon. That we are totally negligent in regard to our deen, and then we expect the nusra of and help of Allah to descend. No faraiz, no wajibat, no sunan, no mustahabbat, no adab, and we expect the help of Allah to descend. The conditions that we see throughout the world is the result of the negligence of Muslims in regard to the teachings of their beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one else is to blame. Muslims are to blame. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made promise in the glorious Quran, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ. If you help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can you help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By learning, by practicing, and by preaching. If you help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will help you. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, Ya ghulam, O young man, اِحْفَذِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَذْكَ. Safeguard the deen of Allah, and Allah will safeguard you. How can you safeguard the deen of Allah? By learning, by practicing, and by teaching, by propagating, taking it far and wide. Ihfadillah. Safeguard the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tajiduhu tijahak. You will always find Allah in front of you, always ready to assist you. If you help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will help you. Allah will help you. And in another place Allah says, إِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. And if Allah helps you, nobody will be able to overpower you. So we are the cause and we are the solution. We are the cause and we are the solution. I am the cause and I am the solution as an individual. And as the ummah, we are the cause and we are the solution. It is our aqeedah. لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Only that can reach us what Allah has decreed for us. So without the help, without the will of Allah, without the permission of Allah, nothing can happen to us. So it is the will of Allah that this is happening. And why is it the will of Allah? Because we are not helping His deen. We are not looking after His deen. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will learn deen. We will practice deen. And we will preach and propagate deen. So Harun Rashid, he came to the masjid and he sat leaning against a pillar. There are so many pillars in Masjid-e-Nabawi, especially the old Masjid-e-Nabawi right at the front. So he sat leaning against them. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala arrived for his dars. And before commencing his dars, because he was very, very particular in regard to the adab for hadith, it is for this reason he rejected the offer of Harun Rashid. So before starting the dars, always a glance upon the gathering. Is everybody sitting respectfully or not? So his gaze fell on somebody who was leaning against the wall, against the pillar. So Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi looked carefully as to who it was. And he realized it was Amirul Mumineen. Amirul Mumineen. Amirul Mumineen. He may be Amirul Mumineen. But when Imam Malik was sitting in his place, he was the king at the time. He was the muhaddis of time. It was his kingdom. So he did not tolerate. And he said, Ya Amirul Mumineen. When he sent that message, it was between him and Amirul Mumineen and the mediate messenger. This time in front of all the students. The students of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi say that if someone asked Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi a question in regard to fiqh, he would immediately reply. If somebody knocked at his door and said that, Hazrat, this happened in Salat, is it? Do I have to repeat my salat? He would immediately reply. But if somebody came with a question on hadith, he would say, please come in and sit. Then he would go in the bathroom and have ghusl, perform ghusl. And after performing ghusl, he would wear washed clothes. And after wearing washed clothes, he would use bukhur. Bukhur. And after using bukhur, he would apply itr. And thereafter, he would go in the room where the guest is sitting and he would sit in an appropriate place respectfully. And thereafter, he would say, now ask your question. And thereafter, he would reply. So Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, when he saw that Amirul Mumineen is sitting disrespectfully, I will urge all my friends, especially my young friends, please bring adab in your life. Bring respect in your life. As a result of bringing respect in our lives, the first benefit is we adorn ourselves. We adorn ourselves. If someone says to you, my dad's calling me, and another person says, my respected father is calling me, how would you feel regarding both people? What will come in your mind? My dad's calling me, no problem, it's okay, it's not disrespectful, but you will say that this person has much more respect. Let us show respect to our elders, let us show respect to our ulama, our a'imma, imams, our teachers who taught us alif, ba, ta, sa. We were ignorant in regard to deen. And the key to ilm was alif, ba, ta, sa. So he deserves our respect. The ustad of qaida deserves our respect. The ustad of ammar deserves our respect. The ustad of maktab deserves our respect. When we look through the centuries and the adab that our elders, our pious predecessors, the luminaries exercised in regard to those things which should be respected. Kaaba, respect. Masjid, respect. Qibla, respect. Quran, respect. Parents, respect. Teachers, respect. Elders, respect. We will not be able to understand in this day and age when we look through their adab. So let us make this firm resolution. All these resolutions are necessary. And I branch out too much during the month of Ramadan, because I know that this gathering I may not get again. So I try to pass as many messages as possible. I know I'm branching out. And then I come back again, alhamdulillah. But in normal bayans, I don't branch out so much. But in the month of Ramadan, I know that there are so many brothers here who may never meet me again, who I may never meet again. So try to teach as much as possible, pass on as much message as possible. Adab. Adab. There are so many of us who come for itikaf. No adab. No adab for masjid. No adab for Quran. No adab for elders. There are many of us who come for itikaf and we behave in such a way that we leave behind whatever little we had come with. We don't take anything from here, but we leave behind whatever little deen we had when we came in. We leave behind here. And we go empty-handed, zero. Allah brings us in His home and we leave from here empty-handed. Alhamdulillah, majority of the brothers, 95%, 98%, 99% do benefit, alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. And it is so nice to see that under 40s always are more than over 40s every year. Young people. And when you see young people going through this vigorous 24 hours, alhamdulillah. And 20 in one place, you can't go anywhere. When you go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 40 days, it's difficult. But not as difficult as itikaf. Because in itikaf you have so many boundaries. If you get bored or tired, you cannot go outside. You know that 10 days is here, you can't go out. And it is for this reason many religious people also, their life passes away, but they don't sit in itikaf. Because they know the sacrifice they will have to give. Especially in such big gatherings.
Etikaf is a great sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One should try to attempt to sit in etikaf every year, if not every year, at least every third year. Wherever you may want to go, in your local masjid, here, elsewhere. Great sunnah. Unless there is another necessity, more important thing that you have to do, that's a different matter. So Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, oh the leader of the faithful, inna min ijlali Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ijlal al-ilm. Revering ilm is also revering Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Revering ilm is also revering Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sit respectfully and rever ilm that I am about to impart. Because that is also reverence to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he got up from his place and he sat right at the back with the students. Throughout the dars, he did not move. Even Harun Rashid was more better than us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه أشرة. One who sends one salat upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 salat upon him. The salat has three meanings. One meaning is rahmah, mercy. The other meaning is dua, supplication, prayer. The third meaning is madhu sana, praise. So depending on the context, we will translate. The muhaddiseen have translated and interpreted the word salat according to the context. Man salla alayya wahidatan, one who sends one salat upon me, upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will shower 10 mercies upon him. Only one mercy is enough to envelope the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only one mercy is enough to envelope the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in return of one salat sends 10 mercies. And if you send salat twice, then 20 mercies. 5 times, 50 mercies. 10 times, 100 mercies. It's up to you how many mercies you want to accumulate. And Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Nasai rahimahullahu ta'ala narrates from Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Nasai and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumallahu ta'ala, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya salatan wahidatan, one who sends one salat upon me, one durud upon me, one who recites Durood Sharif once, sallallahu alayhi ashra salawatin, Allah will send 10 mercies upon him. Wa hatta anhu ashra sayyi'atin, and Allah will forgive 10 sins of his. Wa rafa'ahu biha ashra darajatin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate him by 10 status. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna awlan nasi bi yawm al qiyamati aksaruhum alayya salatan. The nearest to me on the day of qiyamah will be that person who sends the most salat upon me. So if I send 5,000 salat, and if Maulana sends 6,000 salat, Maulana will be nearer than me. The muhaddiseen and the ulama say that there is great virtue in this hadith for those people who teach hadith and who learn hadith. Because over and over again they say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When they are studying the book before teaching, whenever the name comes, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they have to refer to the commentaries. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The following day they start teaching, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They will deduce a mas'ala from a hadith, and they will say, Imam Malik says this, Imam Shafi'i says this, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal says this, Imam Shafi'i says that my dalil is this. So that dalil, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Imam Muhammad says, my dalil is this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over and over again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our Darsi Nizami that is taught in Darul Ulooms, the students who study the final year, they study approximately 40,000 ahadith in 1 year. 40,000. They go through 40,000 ahadith. Imagine the number of times the students and the teacher will say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not less than 100,000 times. Not less than 100. Maybe 200,000, maybe 300, but not less than 100,000 times. And imagine madaris like Darulum Deoband and Mazahir-e Ulum Saharanpur, where they have 500, 600 and 700 students. It goes into millions. So the madaris are places of barakat. We should also try to find time and sit in the durus of hadith in the madaris, take permission and 10 minutes, 15 minutes once in a while and take barakat of a hadith, whether we understand the academic discussion or not. And by going into such classes, we will also realize the status of the ulama. Because majority of the times we will not understand what they are discussing. So we will know their high caliber. Inna awlan nasi bi, the most nearest to me is that person who say on the day of Qiyamah. And the more nearer we are, the more chances of intercession and more chances of drinking from Haudi Kausar. Let us try to send salat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as possible. Allah sends salat. The angel sends salat upon the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, you who believe, you also send salat. Three salats. But all three salats have a different meaning. I love my wife, I love my son, and I love my father. Love, love, love. But different love. So the salat of Allah, the salat of the malaika, and the salat of the believers. What is the salat of Allah? The salat of Allah is that He praises His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the gathering of the malaika. What a great status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises His Nabi in the gathering of the malaika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the salat of the malaika? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of the malaika supplicates to Allah and they say, oh Allah, increase His praise, more praise. They make dua, oh Allah, more praise, increase His status, increase His reverence. And what is our salat? What is our salat? Our salat was taught direct to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, Ka'b ibn Ujra radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that we went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we said, As-salamu arafnahu. Allah commands us to send salat and salam upon you. Salam we already know. This verse was revealed in Makkah, Medina Munawwara. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj in Makkah Mukarrama. And from there he came with At-Tahiyyat. And part of At-Tahiyyat is salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At-Tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So they said, salam we know. But Allah is commanding us to send salat also. Kaifa salatu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How shall we send salat upon you? Because salat has three meanings: rahmat, dua, praises. And it was possible that it had another fourth shari meaning. How? What is Allah desiring from us? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qulu. I'm teaching you how to send salat upon me. Say. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. So salam was taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is in At-Tahiyyat. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And salat was taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we call in Urdu Durood Sharif. In Arabic, salat ala nabi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Now the question is, salam taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and salat taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can we find a better salat and better salam than those taught to us direct by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's permissible, remaining within the boundaries of Sharia, to make your own salam and send salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Arabic, in Urdu. It's permissible, it's not impermissible. Qari Tayyib Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, after he passed away, from under his pillow came out a nasheed that he had written whilst he was unwell. Nabi Akram Shafi'i Azam, Dukhe Dilon Ka Salam Lelo, Tamam Dunya Ke Hum Sataye Khade Huye Hain Salam Lelo. He had the intention of presenting this salam if Allah gave him the opportunity to reach Madina Munawwara. In his illness, he had the desire that I wish I am still able to go once more to Madina Munawwara, and maybe also he had the desire of dying in Madina Munawwara. So in the last couplet he says, Ye dil mein arma hai apne tayyib. It is my desire, O tayyib. Ye dil mein arma, it is the desire of my heart, it is the wish of my heart, O tayyib. Ye dil mein arma hai apne tayyib. Mazari Akdas pe jaake ek din, that I will go to Mazari Akdas, I will go to Rauza one day, inshallah. It was his desire. Ye dil mein arma hai apne tayyib, Mazari Akdas pe jaake ek din, sunao unko main hal dil ka, sunao unko main hal dil ka. That it is my desire that one day I go to Madina Munawwara, stand in front of the Rauza of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell him what is in my heart. Sunao unko main hal dil ka, kahu main unse salam le lo. This couplet is immersed in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he begins this salam with Nabi Akram Shafi'i Azam. Nabi Akram Shafi'i Azam, Dukhe Dilon Ka Salam Le Lo. Take the salam of the one who is hurt. Allah. So it's permissible. If someone remaining within the boundaries of Sharia writes a couplet or writes a formula through which he sends salat or salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is permissible, remaining within the limits of Sharia. But despite having great reverence for Qari Tayyib Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, despite having immense love for Qari Tayyib Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, despite considering him as one of the greatest ulama who have come on the service of this earth, I still say that the salam taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is better than the salam written by Qari Tayyib Sahib rahmatullahi. So the best formula of salat and salam is are those which were taught by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi recited this salat also, and he had a formula of his own. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin kullama dhakarahu dhakirun wa ghafala an dhikrihi al-ghafilun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him as a result of making this formula and reciting upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So salat and salam, let us hold fast to salat and salam. The best formula, the 40 salat and salam, they are directly from the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One should endeavor to read it at least once a week on a Friday. And if one is able to read on a daily basis, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Those people who have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recite salat and salam in abundance. And if those people whose love is not that intense, if they force themselves to recite salat and salam in abundance, then the love will intensify. So it works both ways. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi says that Shaykh Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullahi alayhi, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi was a great Muhaddis. And Shaykh Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullahi alayhi was a great Alim also, but his expertise was Suluk, Tazkiyah. So he was a great saint. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi says that Shaykh Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullahi alayhi, part of his prescribed practices or his own mamul was that before going to sleep, he would recite Salat ala Nabi 3,000 times daily. 3,000 times daily. 3,000 times daily. And upon 3,000 times daily, people are saying Allahu Akbar and Subhanallah. Upon only 3,000. People are saying Subhanallah and Allahu Akbar. Why? Because 3,000 is like a million for us. So people are saying Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. And I'm not surprised. It is Subhanallah, it is Allahu Akbar for us. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi writes in Virtues of Salat Alan Nabi that I have been informed by my family members that amongst my forefathers there were people who would recite Salat ala Nabi daily 125,000 times. Because we are worshippers of Aql, we will not be able to understand that if somebody is reciting Salat ala Nabi daily 125,000 times, he will not even have time to perform his fard Salat. Have we not read in the books of Aqaid that Karamatul Awliya Hakkun, that the miracles of the Awliya is something to believe in? It is part of our Aqeedah. So it was Karamat for him. He was able to read 125,000 times Salat ala Nabi, just as we would be able to read Salat ala Nabi in 1 hour, maybe 500 times. He was able to do that in 1 hour. In 2 hours, whatever the karamat was. We believe in karamat. They were awliya. Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahimahullah Ta'ala. It was well known regarding him that he would recite the whole Quran between Asr and Maghrib. On the day of Qiyamah, we will be in the same place. And some of us will feel that one day is like 1,000 years. And for others, it will be like 50,000 years. In the Quran, it says, one place it says, it will be like 1,000 years. Another place it says, it will be like 50,000 years. So two people are in the same place. For one, a day will be 1,000 years. And for another, 50,000 years. It is karamat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left from his cousin's house, Umme Hani. He was brought into Hatim by Jibreel and Mikael. He traveled from there to Baytul Maqdis. From there he visited all the heavens and long journey. So for him it was a very long journey, journey of many months, maybe many years. But when he returned to Makkah Mukarrama, for the whole world it was only 1 second. Not even 1 second. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when I returned to my cousin's house, Umme Hani radiyallahu anha, it was same part of the night, and the door that I had left behind closing was still where it was closing. And he said, when I went into bed, the bed was still warm. If miracle takes place upon the hands of the Nabi, it is called Mu'jiza. And if it takes place upon the hands of a Wali, it is called Karamat. And it is possible. So Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, it was well known regarding him that he can recite the whole Quran between Asr and Maghrib. Not possible. So people insisted that we would like to hear you recite the Quran between Asr and Maghrib. People continued to insist. So he said that after Asr Salat, everybody should gather together near the pool. There was a pool where he was residing. He said everybody gather at the pool. So lot of people are asking me, so I want everybody to see it in one go. So after performing Asr Salat, everybody is gathering at the pool. And after everybody gathered, Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali started reciting the Quran in the presence of everybody, with tajweed, tartil, everything. And before sunset, he had completed the whole Quran with so many witnesses witnessing. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, he would order his men to prepare a horse for him for traveling. And once the horse was ready, he would put one foot in his stirrup and begin reciting Zabur. And before the second foot used to go in the other stirrup, he would complete the Zabur. So Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullah Ali would recite Salat Alan Nabi daily 3,000 times. He got engaged. After getting engaged, he got married. After getting married, he became busy. And for 2-3 nights, he could not complete his mamul. So he was reciting daily 3,000 times Salat ala Nabi before getting married. That means in his very prime young age, he was particular regarding this mamul, not in his old age. Intense love. When there is intense love on this side, then there is intense love on the other side also. Love attracts love. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, fourth day, or third day, third night, his friend, Khaja Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullah Ali's friend, Rais, he went to sleep and he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tell Bakhtiyar that you are sending me gift every day. For the last 3 nights I am waiting for your gift. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will connect ourselves to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through, number one, Salat ala Nabi, excessive Salat inshallah. Daily minimum is 300, and Friday we will increase, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us, Aksiru alayya minas salati yawm al jumu'ati. On the day of Friday, increase Salat upon me. It is his desire. So through Salat ala Nabi and also through his talimat, by following the deen that he has brought. I am not saying by following his sunnat only, his talimat, everything. If this love intensifies, then my friends, our life will revolve around Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were people, Abul Barakat, Ayman ibn Muhammad. His kunya was Abul Barakat and his name was Ayman and his father's name was Muhammad. And his grandfather's name was Muhammad. His great-grandfather's name was Muhammad. Muhammad, 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 Muhammad until 14 generations. They had so much love. So much love, 14 generations. And nowadays you suggest somebody a particular name, you say, this is my cousin's name. My mother is saying no. I said, have you come for a name for your cousin or for your son? I'm suggesting a name for your son, not for your cousin. Leave your cousin's name as it is. I'm not telling you to change that name. No, my mother is saying no. My mother is saying there is already one Muhammad in the house. 14 generations, some 17 generations. And this Abul Barakat Ayman ibn Muhammad was so immersed and engrossed in the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that people gave him the title Ashikun Nabi. Ashikun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one day he was from Tunis, so he migrated to Madina Munawwara. And he resided in Madina Munawwara and a thought crossed his mind that I should go back to Tunis. For a good reason, maybe teach deen, whatever. So he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the dream. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you are planning to go to Tunis. Will you be able to live without me? So he cancelled his trip. Then the Sultan of Tunis, after a few months, he sent messengers to Ayman ibn Muhammad. And he said that we need an alim like you in our country. Please come. Teach people, lead them towards a good life. Please come. So he said, tell the Sultan that if you give me the Sultanate of Mashriq and Maghrib, if you give me the kingdom of East and West, I will not leave Madina Munawwara. That night he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am very pleased with your decision. And Ayman ibn Muhammad says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had porridge made of barley. And with his blessed hands, he gave me 3 morsels. And after that, he says that out of love, he said such words to me that I cannot relate to you. He said such words to me that I cannot relate to you. But he said, I will just let you know one sentence. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, A'lam, A'lam, Anni anka radin. He said, know that I am happy with you. Umme Habib bint Qais radiyallahu ta'ala is sahabiyya. Umme Habib bint Qais is sahabiyya radiyallahu ta'ala. Look at their love. Umme Habib bint Qais radiyallahu anha is sahabiyya. She married her cousin brother Muhammad ibn Amr ibn As. The mother of Muhammad ibn Amr ibn As and the mother of Umme Habib bint Qais, they were both sisters. So Khalazat Behen and Khalazat Bhai. So she married Muhammad ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Great Sahabi Amr ibn As radiyallahu, his son Muhammad, she married. After a few months, a few years, as a result of some dispute, they separated. So divorce took place. Divorce took place, so the family members said that proposals are coming, consider proposals. So she said that all the proposals that have come so far, I cannot consider because I have made a resolution. La ankihu illa Muhammadan. I will only marry somebody whose name is Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. We look at beauty, handsome, wealth. She was looking at the name Muhammad. La ankihu illa Muhammadan. So she finally married somebody with the name of Muhammad. And in a battle, he was martyred. Again, she said that I will only marry somebody with the name Muhammad. So she married a third person with the name Muhammad. He was also martyred in battle. So they looked for another husband. She said, I will only marry Muhammad.
So fourth Muhammad, she married. He passed away before she passed away. So another marriage, fifth marriage, she said, I will only marry Muhammad. And she married a fifth Muhammad. This is the love they had. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this same love. Ali radiallahu anhu, he named his one son Muhammad, he named his second son Muhammad, he named his third son Muhammad. Mujaddid al-Fisani rahimahullah ta'ala, he named seven of his sons Muhammad. Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who is given the name Muhammad, the person who is given the name Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let him go in Jahannam. Allah will grant him Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. I am concluding now. There are two things we need to do. Salat al-Nabi is the easy work. And learning, understanding the talimat through authentic sources, good ulama, and then practicing and making it reach other people, that is the difficult part. But a bicycle cannot run without two tires. A motorbike needs two tires. So in order to intensify the love in our hearts, we need to do both things. Excessive salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and talimat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faraiz, wajibat, sunan, mustahabbat. And abstaining from haram, makruhati tahrimiya, makruhati tanzihiya. Very important. Very. Let us make this firm resolution today. We will learn, we will practice, and we will propagate. We will learn, we will practice, and we will propagate. If we look at our mashayikh and our akabir, the akabir of Deoband, the mashayikh of Deoband, they were so particular in regard to sunan and mustahabbat. If a person is very, very particular in regard to sunan and mustahabbat, how can he ever let go of sunnati muakkada, wajib and farz? Not possible. I do not want to go into details. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Dr. Ismail Maimon Sahib, Hafidahullahu Ta'ala wa Adamallahu Fuyuzahu, he is the Khalifa of Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullahi Alayhi, MBBS by profession doctor. But if you see him, he is a duplicate of Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He copies his Shaykh in everything. And despite being a doctor, he was in Medina Munawwara during the era of Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And he has written in one of his books that I traveled from Pakistan, I was a university student, and I was a university student. So he said, I went to India for a visit. So someone who knew me, he said that there is a very big buzurg in India. His name is Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Kandalvi, and he is in Saharanpur. Make a point of meeting him. So Dr. Ismail Sahib said, I was a student, university, becoming a doctor. Who had interest in buzurgs and Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya? But he said, it so happened that I was traveling from one place to another place, and I saw the signboard of Saharanpur. So I said to myself that Allah has brought me to Saharanpur, let me just go and visit him. So he said, I went to Saharanpur and I visited Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, maybe half a day, one day. Not with much interest, but he comes from a respectable family. So obviously, he said, when I left from there, Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Alayhi said to me that you will not forget me. So I said, I will not forget you. So he said, after you go to Pakistan, keep in touch by letter. He did not become murid. This was his first meeting. He said, you keep in touch with me. So Dr. Sahib said that he was a buzurg person, so I thought it would be nice to keep in touch with him. This keep in touch brought him, and he became a doctor, he graduated as a doctor. This keep in touch granted him such a high status that he became the one of the leading, one of the senior khulafa of Maulana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi. And when Shaykhul Hadith migrated to Medina Munawwara, he also migrated to Medina Munawwara. And he used to treat Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi. And it was he who declared the death of Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi. He was there. And after the demise of Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, he traveled to Canada. And alhamdulillah, he managed to open a Darulum in Buffalo in America, a girls madrasa in Buffalo, girls full time Darulum in Buffalo, America. And he has opened another Darulum in Chatham in Canada. So Dr. Sahib Rahmatullah, Dr. Sahib Damat Barakatuhum says that a couple of days, a few days before the demise of Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah, he was in a very bad condition, very bad state. And we were all of us were also in a state of shock that Sheikh can go any time. So Sheikh said, make me do wudu. So because we were grieved, we were in grief, we forgot miswak. So quickly we made him wash his hands, quickly we made him do kulli, gargling and clean his nose. He said, when we went to clean his nose, in that state also he said, where is miswak? Yeah. Where is miswak? Sunnat, miswak, sunnat. So talimat of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and salat ala Nabi. I have spoken in length today because from Maghrib, Jummah will start. Jummah will begin. So from Maghrib till tomorrow Maghrib, every year I urge every Mu'taqif to recite a minimum of 1,000 Salat ala Nabi. And with the Nafal Mu'taqifin, there are over 425 Sunnah Mu'taqifin. And the remaining are with the Nafal Mu'taqifin, we go over 500. Well over 500. So if we all recite 1,000 times Durud-e Paak, then the angels will say that from the Mu'taqifin of Islamic Dawah Academy, 500,000 Duruds have come. So Durud-e Paak. Tomorrow, we are in Etikaf, so 1,000 is not difficult. From Maghrib. And once you leave from here, or until you are here, daily minimum 300 times. And then in future, with 300 with this view, that inshallah one day it will become 350, and then soon it will become 400, we will increase. And whatever quantity you have for the 6 days, on Friday it will be more than your regular quantity. So if it is 300, Friday will be 400. If it is 400, Friday will be 500. Friday is more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'aluka al-jannah wa na'udhu bika minan nar. Nas'aluka al-jannah wa na'udhu bika minan nar. Nas'aluka al-jannah wa na'udhu bika minan nar. Allahumma innaka 'afuwun tuhibbul 'afwa fa'fu 'anna. Allahumma atik riqabana minan nar. Allahumma ij'alna min wataqai shahri ramadan. Ya arhamar rahimin, hum sab ke gunahon ko maaf farma de, lagzishon se dar guzar farma de. Ilahal alamin, hum bahut gande hain, nalayik hain, uske bawajood tune hame apne dar pe bulaya. Ilahal alamin, uske baad ye 4 din afiyat ke sath tu ne guzarwaye, aur ilahal alamin hame tu ne taufeeq bhi bahut di. Ye arhamur rahimin, ye mere sab ahbab tere bande yahan aaye hue hain, aur tujhe maloom hai ki fajar ki namaz ho chuki hai, uske baad sone ki raghbat sabko hoti hai, uske bawajood sirf teri baatein sunne ke liye, tere nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki baatein sunne ke liye, aur is niyat se ki ye baatein hamari zindagiyon mein aa jaye, ye fajar ki namaz ke 1.5 ghante 2 ghante ke baad bhi abhi tak baithe hue hain. Ilahal alamin, tu ye sab kuch dekh raha hai. Ilahal alamin, ho sakta hai ki hamari niyaton mein futur ho. Ilahal alamin, hamari niyaton mein jaisa ikhlas hona chahiye wo na ho, lekin ilahal alamin, hamara yaqeen hai ki tu kareem aqa hai,
تو رعوف ہے, رحیم ہے, تو رحمان ہے, تو ودود ہے. الہ العالمین ان اٹھے ہوئے ہاتھوں کو خالی نہ لوٹا. الہ العالمین ہمیں محروم نہ فرما. ہماری بدعملیوں کی وجہ سے, ہماری غلطیوں کی وجہ سے, ہماری نادانیوں کی وجہ سے ہمیں خالی ہاتھ یہاں سے نہ لوٹا. الہ العالمین ہم سے ناراض نہ ہونا. الہ العالمین ہم سے خوش ہو جا, خوش ہو جا. الہ العالمین ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے. ہمیں تیرا عشق نصیب فرما, تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا عشق نصیب فرما. اور یا ارحم الراحمین یہ ساری دولت. الہ العالمین رمضان, جتنے رمضان المبارک گزرے ہیں 1400 سال میں, الہ العالمین ان رمضان المبارک, ان رمضانوں میں تو نے اپنے برگزیدہ نیک نفوس قدسیہ, اولیاء کرام کو, صحابہ کو, اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو جو جو روحانی برکات انوار دیے ہیں, الہ العالمین وہ سب ہمیں بھی دے دے. اور الہ العالمین یہ ساری چیزیں جو ہم نے اپنے لیے مانگی ہیں, جو ہم اپنے لیے چاہتے ہیں, ہمارے اہل و عیال کو, ہمارے ماں باپ کو, ہمارے اساتذہ کو, مشائخ کو, ہمارے محبین محسنین کو, چاہنے والوں کو, ہمدردوں کو, ہمارے دوستوں کو, دشمنوں کو, اپنوں کو, پرایوں کو, الہ العالمین بھائیوں کو, بہنوں کو, پوری امت کو, اور الہ العالمین مسلموں کو, غیر مسلموں کو, سب کو یہ دولتیں عطا فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمیں دین سیکھنے والا بنا دے, اس پہ عمل کرنے والا بنا دے, اور دور دور تک اس دین کو پہنچانے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین جتنی باتیں سن رہے ہیں ان سب پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. ہمارے علماء سے اچھی اچھی باتیں کہلوا, اور الہ العالمین ہماری ضرورتیں پوری کروا. الہ العالمین بار بار اس طرح کی مجلسیں ہمیں نصیب فرما, بار بار اس طرح کی الہ العالمین محفلیں ہمیں نصیب فرما. جس طرح تو نے آج ہمیں یہاں پر جمع کیا ہے, الہ العالمین تیرے عرش کے سائے کے نیچے بھی جمع کرنا, اور الہ العالمین جنت الفردوس میں بھی ہمیں ساتھ رکھنا, انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کی رفاقت میں. الہ العالمین اعتکاف میں بھی اور اعتکاف سے نکلنے کے بعد بھی شیطان اور نفس سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین بری صحبت سے بچا لے, برے ماحول سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین اچھی صحبت, اچھا ماحول نصیب فرما. علم کے لیے, دین کے لیے محنت کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین دین کی محنت میں ہم سب کو لگا دے, علم کی محنت میں ہم سب کو لگا دے, تزکیہ کی محنت میں ہم سب کو لگا دے. الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں دین کے جتنے کام صحیح طریقے سے ہو رہے ہیں, الہ العالمین سب کو شرف قبول عطا فرما. جہاں الہ العالمین خرابیاں ہیں, کوتاہیاں ہیں, انہیں درست فرما دے. الہ العالمین حق کی, اہل حق کی, اہل حق کے کاموں کی حفاظت فرما, اور ہم سب کو وابستہ فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقه سیدنا و مولانا محمد وآلہ واصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک.